Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Chris Godez and Wes, the After Hours Podcast. Get ready to laugh. It's time for the After Hours Podcast.
Now, there is a hot button issue going on about said intro that your husband Taylor did. He did lean heavy into the country vibe.
On that one, yeah.
What's wrong with that, though?
I mean, I like it. You and I like that vibe, though, Crisco.
So you don't like the country?
I hate country.
No, I know, but you don't like the country intro.
I like anything Taylor does. Okay. Taylor has played a lot of his own personal songs when Johnny and June go out on the town and perform. He does a great job. He's a great job. And first of all, let's just point this out. That is Taylor doing it out of the kindness of his heart with no payment back.
Well, that's none.
I mean, I take care of her.
Otherwise, I'm offering. I love Taylor. I've never met him. I mean,
she's paid him so much for those songs.
Otherwise, let her know I have strong, gentle hands.
Oh, I will let him know.
Yeah, I'll give a massage.
The thing, though, how that even started is we had like some song or something, but in our podcast, we can't play any like music.
Yeah.
It's just like there's all these rules. So those are Taylor's originals. Right. So we can play whatever we want in that case. That's how that started with the first one he made. And yeah, he made us a couple options. Yeah. One person's.
If they're going to complain, literally, that's 15 seconds.
Should we hear another one he did?
Sure.
Yeah.
Crisco, Dez, and Wes, the After Hours Podcast. You will laugh your ass off now. It's time for the podcast.
I think that's so cute. I like that one.
It's an animal.
It's a jackass.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get on the same page.
Guess what? We could say ass on the podcast.
We can.
Oh my God, we're so naughty.
Oh my gosh.
Well, Pidge said more than he went right to the center of it yesterday.
That little Pidgey bottomist.
Where is he? I don't know where he is.
He's probably embarrassed at his performance.
Is. Yeah. He's just now he's running in here because he's seeing us make hand signs. He's like, I didn't know we were doing a podcast at the same time we do it every single day.
What?
After the show. What? Oh, he's very busy in the other room, so I'm sure he'll be joining us any minute. But, you know, I think the song that Taylor did for us is great, and it apparently runs in the family because Dez has a CD made.
I do.
And Taylor has made many songs. He wrote the song for your guys' wedding, didn't he?
Yeah. He did. Yeah, he's a big songwriter, so he loves that. But then Dusty, when she fell in love with Taylor Swift, she now wants to play the guitar, and she only knows like a chord that Taylor taught her, and she just strums that same chord and sings Taylor Swift songs. But then lately, she's decided to write her own songs, and she was very upset with the snow last week when we were not podcasting. So here's her first song that she wrote.
I can't believe my eyes. It's snowing on spring break tonight. I would rather be somewhere warmer, like Florida, Mexico, Hawaii. Florida, and Mexico, Montana. Hawaii.
And Montana, he says.
I'd rather be somewhere warmer, like Florida, Mexico, Hawaii. Florida, Mexico, Hawaii. I can't believe my eyes. Snowing on spring break tonight.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Wow. Okay, we're going to
turn
that
her down because she'll keep going. And then
she's
River.
She's good.
River doesn't. He's like, yeah, she's saying places I like to go to. Montana.
And she's probably going.
They're still there.
Yeah, buddy. That's where Nana and Papa live. So.
Yeah. No, I got that. I was like, but he knows there's snow and ice there, right?
Oh, he probably doesn't. He's
like, going to Montana. And she's like, you're ruining my song. Stop it. And that was literally them dancing in the middle of snow pouring down in Wisconsin.
Yeah. She was not happy about that. But again, if she ever becomes an actual songwriter, she can go, well, cool. My mom recorded the first one I wrote.
She's good.
I think she's so cute. She's have a good voice. She definitely does. She's got to learn how to play that guitar or that piano, and she's ready to rock.
I'm just saying, it sounded really funny to have Wes say she sounded great, and then Dez is like, she's cute.
No,
she's cute, isn't she?
Oh my gosh, no.
That little snickerdoodle. She tried.
Stop it. No, she is good. Like if she's singing along with the radio or what, I mean, remember we had a recording of her singing Sia, the Unstoppable on the first day of school. I mean, she will sing her little heart out and she's on key. She sounds good. But, you know, I don't want to brag too much. I mean, I think she's perfect.
Oh, for
oh my God. Oh, River's my God. A good little singer, too. Anywho, then, the Pigeons joined us.
Yeah, see, why did you just turn into a jersey? The Pigeons joined us.
I like, she kind of became my grandma.
Yeah, right?
Look at you. Lord,
Pidge, you pinch your cheeks.
I'm good. I'm good. We should probably, we're running late on the podcast, so let's start that soon. But
oh, should we? Is that a good idea?
Oh, no, yeah, yeah. Oh. Who wants to tell
them? Oh,
boy.
Welcome to it.
Oh, are we on the
you're
podcast?
On it, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shoot.
Welcome to it.
And I love that you're in your Nike swish suit that we can just
I was
hear.
Like, LL Pidge J came in rocking today. And yes. I was like,
I think
what?
I've gotten that. I've gotten vanilla ice. It's it's all about comfort, though. It's really comfy.
Hey, it's Crisco, and you can get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money in Prize Picks. As you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason, I have won so much money on Prize Picks, $100 on football before. I've won $65 on a bet that I made for the NBA. It is so easy to do. I made a killing during March Madness. It is awesome, and it's so easy. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with picks for basketball, hockey, and so much more. And with Prize Picks, they make it so easy with quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types that make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. So all you have to do to win like me is download the app today and use code CDW for your first deposit match up to $100. With Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's just that easy. Again, download the app today and use code CDW for a first deposit match up to $100.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts, and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
I know I had those when I was in high school, which I don't know if I've told you on there in 1994. I'm not ripping on like the air. Did you buy it at like a brand new store or was it like a secondhand?
Kohl's.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, yeah. What's old is new again.
I get it. We're that stuff's cool.
We're in the second round.
We might be in the third, Des.
We might be in the third. My friend and I just talked about all these like 90s looks and she sent me a text and she's like, I don't mean to sound like I'm 100, but these girls, they do realize they didn't invent this. Like, we did this in the 90s. We did it better.
Oh, see, that makes you sound old.
That's why we don't tell them.
No, I know. But, I mean, Des is the queen of not throwing anything away. Why don't you tell them what you got? An oldie but a goodie, the tracksuit at Costco.
Oh, I I almost wore it today. It's an Adidas tracksuit. It is so freaking cute. This is a couple years
you
ago.
You guys could have a rap battle.
Yeah, I had it sitting there and I chose this outfit. You know it well.
The black, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
The black with the stripes on the side, the classic Adidas look. So I was going to wear that today. I mean,
the actual LL Cool J.
Yeah. I mean, this is again the updated. I'm feeling.
Will you wear a bucket hat?
Totally.
I have one.
Bring it tomorrow. You got it at the fair, right?
Okay.
Is it fuzzy one?
My little brother gave it to me for a Christmas gift. It's great. Yeah, it's white and fuzzy.
Let's do it.
You're going to look great.
Oh my gosh. Can you be like sort of rappy tomorrow too?
Yeah. Okay. I'll bring my Juice WRLD sweatshirt.
Yes. Please. He had a Juice WRLD sweater.
I love Juice WRLD.
Put together.
Do you?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. R.I.P. Right.
Oh, I don't even know who that is.
Lucid Dreams.
Lucid Dreams.
I did not know Juice WRLD.
He took like 500 pills because he was trying to hide it from the cops and overdosed and died on a plane.
That is just so sad.
It's so sad because he was such a good,
great artist. You would know Lucid Dreams if you heard it.
It makes sense that she's still going to track suits and she's not Juice WRLD.
Good point.
I mean, I know LL Cool J.
Wow. That was about the nerdiest thing. I know LL Cool J. You've never sounded more like Vicky Joe, your mom.
Have you guys ever heard Rapper's Delight?
It's a good one.
Well, it's such a delightful song.
Oh, my God. I've got a great coupon book if you want it.
I do.
Give you some specials. It's so good.
Oh, yeah. I got to save that money.
You should have heard her last week before you got here on the week you were vacationing before you started work.
After today, you kind of want me to go back to the vacation.
No. It was yesterday. I'm just kidding. I'm not kidding you. She just discovered something so brand new, and it was the Target pickup. The thing that's been around for years, and she doesn't stop going there now.
I knew it was there. I'm always tardy to the party for like technology things, and I don't really care. But then I did it. I finally got it set up, And I did it once, mm-hmm. and I can't stop. I'm like, oh my God, I think I might need toothpaste next week. Let me order it now and go pick it up. Taylor, he told you. He goes, she can't stop. Every day, I'm like, Taylor, can you swing into the Target pickup? I got an order. He's like, stop it with the orders.
That is annoying. Sammy does that to me. She'll be like, hey, I made a Target order. Can you just pick it up on your way home? And I'm like, if you're going to make your own order, pick up your order. Do you?
You guys will meet my wife, Marie. And here's what she would say. Does it cost more to do that?
No.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't matter. Wes, you still need your steps. Go in the store.
She tells me
I need steps on a regular basis. You need steps. Go in the store.
I agree with that, but I buy so much more if I go into Target. So do I care about my financial health or my health? Oh, well, most of the days I just don't even care about my financial.
That's kind of a dumb argument because if we don't care about your health, your financial health is going to mean crap because you're going to be dead.
That's a very good point, though, because I was just talking about this with the promotions gals yesterday. You don't go into Target because you'll leave there with 20 times as many things as you go in there
for. I buy outfits, shoes, I have new bras and underwear, and I'm like, I spent $150 on... No, and I went in for laundry detergent.
Right. You know what my thing is there? Appliances, like small, not like a refrigerator, but a small appliance. I will buy a sandwich maker that I don't need.
A panini maker.
I wanted to buy a pizza maker. My wife's like, that's $390. I'm like, but it's a pizza maker. And she's like, so is an oven.
True. No, I have a pizza maker. It's great.
I want the one. Have you ever seen the one that's the outdoor one?
We have it.
Do you? Does it work amazing?
It's amazing. You have wood-fired pizzas.
That so bad.
Takes a long time to get it wood fired. It takes a long time to heat up, but it's amazing. You can come over sometime, you and your wife.
See, because
you can convince her you need it.
Camping. How many times have you used it, Des?
I make the dough. Taylor, he is in charge of cooking at our house. You'll learn a lot of things.
You told me that.
But I'm the original pizza maker in our house, but then he stole it and now it's his thing, which is fine. I like it being his.
Have you ever made one like on a Weber grill, a pizza?
Mm-hmm. We do that. I just discovered that.
That's why I want the outdoor one.
Yeah. You need it.
Yeah. I'm just saying you're right though. I could get lost in those gadgets. So that's the problem is you'll avoid going in. I see everything on the app and I'm like, yes, I will buy it. And they carry it out to me. This is great. Because then think about it. You can go get your outfit. I mean, the best part is Des will always buy all these different clothes that she just knows are going to go in her closet and never go anywhere. Typically you wear the same like six things all the time. We all do.
I know, but I see you at work. I don't care what I look like here. Newsflash. I know you guys are like, oh my God, she should be so hot at work. Oh, I'm so excited.
I mean, you can try a little. I mean, just a smidge.
Like a tiny bit of mascara goes a long way, girlfriend.
The best part was, poor Des, you never know when we're going to have to shoot a video, and you never know when we're going to have to do anything around here. So Des goes, so you need a video today. Well, good thing I just started carrying my makeup on the regular.
Yeah, every day. I'm just going to have I could do a Target pickup for a new round of makeup.
Oh, no.
Have it just kept here, because every single day, it's like, Des, just need you real quick. And I'm like, I look like I just rolled out of bed.
Do you bring a straightener, curling? Mm-hmm. Do you have that all here?
I do.
But like, you should just make this office yours and Stacey's or something, like right here, because that should be just the women's getting ready room.
I mean, I get naked
home.
In there all the time.
Or home would be a place to get ready.
I get naked in that room all the time.
Why do you have to get naked though?
Yeah.
Halloween costumes. I wear a lot of costumes here.
Yeah.
Or just taking off my clothes to change stuff. Or like my bruise. I got naked in there yesterday.
You showed us your bruise.
Could you imagine though? Us working in any other profession, how spoiled we all sound right now. I don't want to get ready for work. I don't want to get ready. Could you imagine going to your boss? I don't feel like doing anything to be here.
Since the pandemic, though, I feel like that has become a lot of people. My wife is like, she's like, oh my gosh, I have to go to the office today. It's the worst. And I'm like, normal people go to work.
It used to be normal. I used to get up and get fully ready every day to come in and do middays. Makeup, hair. And it just isn't a thing, it seems like. Almost everybody I know, we just have our hair in top buns or, wash it a couple days a week and we're in a sweatsuit. So, boom.
Nothing wrong with that.
Do you have your, so my wife will be like, I have to get on comfy pants. When she walks past me, and I'm like, you have yoga pants on. Do you have your already comfortable pants, but you have to have comfortabler pants?
Yeah.
How is that a thing?
Yeah.
It's called no pants.
I love to take my pants off the moment
you just sit around in your undies?
Well, I mean, I love a good baggy sweatpant, but the moment I walk in the house, we're a naked household. Like, we don't just run around naked, but nobody's afraid to be naked, if that makes sense. No? Hmm. Okay, well,
Paige, can you go ahead and get that number for your therapist? and just get it ready for the kids? Yeah. Because they're going to need it. Well, my mom and dad just whipped it out all the time. Who cares? They were just a free home.
I mean, I used to have to see Harding. That's my dad.
Oh.
R.I.P. Harding.
His nickname?
No, that was his actual name. Warren G. Harding. Harding. And I went to Harding High School, which is awkward and weird. But he would walk around in his tidy whiteys all the time. It was 3 p.m. And I'm like, and my friends would come over, and he just didn't care. He'd be in there making a bologna on the stovetop in his tidy whities.
And that's when it's fine, because until that point gets there, you guys are going to be the family. Des is going to walk around in her underwear and be like, come on in, Dusty's friends. This is great.
Yeah.
They're like, your mom's the coolest, when they're like 12, 13.
Oh, she's going to have so many of Dusty's friends who are like, I think your mom is hot.
Right.
She's walking around in underwear.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, if I can just tighten up my butt cheeks, that would be better, probably.
Why do some squats.
I mean, if I'm gonna have random people at my house and I'm gonna be in underwear,
these are teenagers. You don't have to tighten up your butt for a 13-year-old.
No. Ew.
You said it.
You meant when they're older.
They're not gonna be 25 saying you're a hot mom at that point. You're like 65.
They will. Shut up.
Oh, because that's better if they're 19. I mean, you didn't marry young. I get that for sure, but. Quite literally. Okay, we're going to move on. You are just digging
yourself.
Knuckles,
me too.
Okay. The thing we got to finish this whole podcast on, because we are just getting out of control like we did yesterday with Pidge and his stuff.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, no, you did. People were texting in all morning. God, Pidge, you were so funny when you mentioned your pee hole. It was so funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we had the chance. I mean, not Pidge, because he didn't show up. We had the chance to do our Live 95 yesterday with Knox, and our listeners got to meet Wes. And there was a really awkward, there was two moments really that stood out. One, somebody brought you a gift. And then the second one.
I ate that right away, too, by the way.
I bet you did. What was it?
Peanut butter. They brought me one of the little cups you get like at a, when you stay at a hotel and they have the continental breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
And it was one of the little peanut butter cups.
Oh, yeah.
The woman's like, I heard you on the radio today here. And I was like, I'm eating that right now, too.
She even brought you a spoon.
Brought me a spoon. Blech. I can't talk all of a sudden.
I can't.
Brought me a spoon, too. Hit that right away. And then me and Knox had our moment.
Yeah, this was uncomfortable because you it wasn't uncomfortable. It was a very funny photo. But then he called you out within 5 seconds because I noticed it happening. But I was just like, oh, whatever. He's just probably like, oh, I want to put you down. Tell him the story, Wes.
So, you know, you take the picture you see all the time of, you know, the morning show with the artist or TJ, midday girl with the artist. And we put it on our website and blah, blah, blah. We know famous people and all that. I always want to do something weird. So we walked up and Knox is standing there. And I was like, can I hold you like a baby?
Yeah.
Sure. So he jumped into my arms. But Elizabeth, I think that was taking the pictures, was taking her sweet time taking that picture.
So
I'm standing there, and then Crisco heard it from there and heard what he said to me.
Oh, my gosh. He basically called him up for being, he was like, God, dude, you're going to drop me.
He said, why are you shaking so bad, bro?
Why are you shaking so bad? And so I look over, and Wes's arm is literally buckling. He's like, this Knox is like 125 pounds.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, Des had him on the other side.
Well, not really. I thought I was going to. I was prepared. I'm like, yeah, we're going to hold him. I thought his feet were going to be straight out in between us. And instead, you truly grabbed him like a baby. Right. And I awkwardly, I was looking at the pictures. I'm like, I didn't know where to hold. So I like just had my arm like on his hand, like weird, like cupped. Like I'm like, okay, all right. I could move my hand. But
next time, jump in and help me. I almost fell.
I thought it. I thought you were in that hole for this whole time till right now. I thought you had the other side.
No, look at the picture.
I'm 100% holding them.
Oh, so then I'll give you more credit on that. Right? It's still 120 pounds. Maybe hit, you know, weight day
here.
More.
Yeah, I
see,
need
I'm
it.
Just,
oh,
I've got my hand.
Weird. You pulled it awkward there.
Well, cause
let me
he,
see it. I didn't even see it.
Oh. I mean, it's actually really funny.
Yeah, can I see it?
It's super, yeah.
It doesn't look like I'm struggling as bad as I actually am. I was sweating after. It was already hot in there. We had discussed earlier, but I was like, after that, I was like, whew, that was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Well, everybody can see it on my Instagram page at DesKS95, and I'll send it to you so you can
perfect.
Put it up too.
Perfect.
And you have Instagram too, don't you?
I do.
What is your Instagram?
Wes_McCain.
Okay.
M-C-K-A-N-E.
M-C-K-A-N-E.
Yeah, don't Google Wes McCain. That is never a good idea.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, you don't tell them not to, because now they all want to.
Maybe change your handle.
Just at Wesley.
My real name's Wes Dahlstrom. Just Google that guy. Nobody knows him.
Don't do that either. There's a criminal record.
That's a good point. My name's Steve.
And Devin, you have a handle now, too, that you're just getting real active on.
Yeah, I'm trying to make one right now, and I can't learn
how. You
haven't
made an Instagram yet?
No,
he did.
I just made one, like, last week.
Okay.
And I'm trying to learn how to work it, and I can't seem to... I see what's going on.
Can I tell you guys?
I see what's going on.
Working with you three is like working with my mom and her friends when it comes to social media. Over here, he's going, I can't figure out my Instagram. You're like 24, bro. And over here, Dez is like, oh, can you not tag my Facebook? Because that's my name I don't want to use. I'm like, well, then do a Dez KS95. Facebook's been around for 15 years.
I had one. It just must not have used
Make
it.
Make a new
went,
one. They're not that hard.
Yeah, it's not that. Okay. It's ridiculous.
All right.
Are you recording right
I
now?
I am. So Instagram thing.
Oh, wow. That worked.
I think it's just at Pidge Nation. So give me a follow if you'd like.
That was a lot of work. I just wanted you to give the handle, and now you're recording at Crisco Radio. I've been trying to get to mine for 8 minutes.
Right. And then Crisco goes, like, all of you with your social media, you're like, oh, you tagged me in that one that I haven't been on in like 4 years. I'm like,
to be fair. I went from, we worked together in the old building.
Yeah.
Everything was social media. So right. I was burned out.
I get it.
So I created some stuff here when I got here. Dude, I didn't update it. One of my pages had Rudy as our old producer. It was on there. It had Ryan, the guy who was on before you.
Yeah.
All this stuff was so out of date. I'm like, oh, I should probably touch this up a little bit. And my sister, I got to give her all the credit because I don't pay attention to any of it. She's like, dude. There's a misspelling on your page.
Uh-oh.
Dude, there's like, I think Pitch put it up yesterday. He was like, welcome to the new area of the KS95 morning show.
Yeah.
Shoot. Yeah.
So I have yet to do a correct Instagram post yet because I've done two.
Stay with it then.
The first one was of all of us at the photo shoot Sunday. And I'm like, oh, this is so great. Whatever. I'm driving. I'm getting ready to head home after my car died. And, I go to watch the video, realize there's no sound to the video.
Yeah.
The first comment
I was wondering about that. I'm
My
like,
sister
huh,
goes,
that's
what
so
a great
weird.
Video. I wish I knew what they were
Still?
Saying.
But why wouldn't there be sound? It automatically records sound, doesn't
that's
it?
That's what Rachel said. She goes, oh, it should be fine. So I don't know why. And then apparently yesterday I had a misspelling.
Yeah, area.
It's the new area of the KS95
that's
morning show.
That's autocorrect then.
Era.
That's all right. Alex did it too from Stacey and Hutch. He posted something like, got to Met Wes McCain.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, it's a consistency around KS95. Nobody spells anything right, but whatever. People
Words.
Get the point. I don't
Smart.
Like grammar police anyway.
I mean, truth be told, now you see why we stayed away from social media for so long.
Solid point. Solid point.
It makes sense.
Go Dez and Wes, the After Hours podcast.
After Hours.
I love Apollo Heating, Air, and Plumbing because they have saved the day for me so many times. They replaced my home comfort system when it was like 106 degrees a few years back.
Oh, I remember that.
It was awful, Dez. And then they bailed you out last December. It was just this past December. And in January, my mom got a brand new home comfort system thanks to Apollo Heating, Air, and Plumbing.
It's true. If it's time to replace, Apollo is the place. They've got you covered and they've got really affordable deals. So go to callapollo.com, have them come to your house. Maybe you just need a air conditioner tune-up. You know, it's always important to do that every single year. We'll extend the life of your furnace or your air conditioner. And they're just the pros. Maybe you have a plumbing situation. Apollo's got you covered there too. Oh God, they've had to take care of Crisco so many times.
Man, they literally looked at me and they're like, how is it possible an entire whole chuck wagon was in here? It looks like it didn't even take a bite out of it. And I was like, but I did. I ate it. And so they were like, oh, my God. Yeah, they pulled the whole Deli Express right out of there. I'm like, God dang it. I'm sorry.
Weird. Your doctor said the same thing.
It's true. That is true. Well, hey, plumbing issues, call Apollo.
Callapollo.com.